Thank you. This being the first Sunday of the month, we begin a new round of outreach collections. I want to thank you for your fine support for the Guiding Eyes program that we collected for during April. For May, we're turning more to, it's in-house in the sense, and within our Unitarian Universalist family, in this case, within the family of UUs within our district. A very fine program called Chalice Lighters, whereby they ask individual UUs and congregations such as ours to be as helpful and supportive as they can to smaller congregations who are seeking to grow and need some help in doing so. Very pleased to have both a member of our congregation, a former president of our congregation, the current president of the Northern New England District, John Sanders, to tell us a little bit about that program that we'll be collecting for over the next several Sundays.
We come to this church both to look inward, centering ourselves spiritually, and also to look outward by becoming an integral part of our congregation, like an extended family, so that we can help each other as we travel along life's journey. We seek a balance between looking within ourselves and looking without to understand ourselves as a part of something larger. And I suggest that it is this very balancing act that helps us live a richer, deeper life. We also look outside these windows at our community, supporting socially responsible organizations that are working to make this world a better place. Our support consists of not only actively working on behalf of these community organizations, but also financially supporting them with outreach collections like this. Such support enriches and deepens the life of this congregation. Our congregation does a good job of looking within itself, trying to understand how we can be a better congregation. And our congregation does a good job of looking outside itself, ensuring that we are upholding our civic responsibility as good citizens of our community. But there's another way that we can and should be looking outside of ourselves, as part of a larger spiritual community. We are part of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations, 1,000 congregations that have joined together in association to help one another. More specifically, we are part of the Northern New England District of the UUA, a community of 75 congregations, fellowships, and societies in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, that form an extended family, a community of congregations, so that we can help one another in our common search for truth and meaning. And many of those 75 congregations in our extended family do, in fact, need our help. Over the past several years, I have been working both with our district and with our national association, and this has given me an opportunity to visit and meet with a great many of these congregations. I found it striking that I could walk into any one of these congregations and instantly feel at home, just as much as home as I do when I come here. For the people in these congregations are so very much like all of you. We are alike in our love of diversity, in our spirit, in our sense of fun, in our sense of purpose. So it always feels like home. But the differences are also striking. Most of the congregations in our extended family are very small and struggling. The vast majority are less than 100 members. New or young churches have no buildings and have to meet in schools or libraries. And others have very old buildings with no endowment or financial wherewithal to maintain those buildings. Many need just a little help to grow, to get back on their feet. We're lucky enough to belong to a congregation that can be largely self-sufficient. We have a large endowment. We have a stable long-term ministry, stable long-term staff, and strong lay leadership. When viewing other UU churches from within these walls, it is hard, oh so hard. hard to realize how lucky we are and how much our soulmates and other congregations need our help. Chalice Lighters is a program that provides individual UUs a way to financially help Northern New England congregations in need. Individuals sign up to give $15 three times a year to help one of our fellow UU churches. These result in thrice yearly grants of $4,000 to $5,000 for such things as helping with a building acquisition, helping to settle a minister, helping acquire a new building that includes an elevator, remodeling a kitchen for more community outreach, a major building renovation that would include an elevator and RE classrooms. The current call will help our tiny church in Chester, Vermont make major renovations to its very old building so that it could become handicapped accessible. Some of you may remember the difficulty that we went through when we made our building handicapped accessible, but we were able to do it on our own. We're using our May outreach collections as a one-time donation for this Chalice Lighters grant. It's a significant way that we can reach outside our walls to support our fellow UU congregations in need. Such support enriches and deepens the life of this congregation. However, I also encourage you to consider enrolling in the Chalice Lighters program yourself. It will let you continue to help your soulmates.
John, thank you very much. We support the Chalice Lighter program of the Northern New England District, and let us receive our outreach collections.